Most middle and high schools in the U.S. are now teaching students about climate change, but it can be tricky to find lessons that inspire students to action rather than despair. Sarah Gibson of Member Station New Hampshire Public Radio brings us this story of how some schools are helping kids connect climate science to their communities.
Guys, have a seat wherever you want. We'll get started here in just a second.
In his sixth grade science class at Three Rivers School in Pembroke, New Hampshire, Ian West is gearing his students up for an experiment. The goal, see how global warming happens. The main ingredients, water, a heat lamp, a thermometer, and Alka-Seltzer.
When I say go, Alka-Seltzer in, cap it tightly with the stopper, and flip on the light.
When students drop Alka-Seltzer into bottles of water, it releases carbon dioxide. The nearby temperature starts climbing.
Why does carbon dioxide do that? Because it is a?
Greenhouse gas.
Next, students make line graphs plotting the increase in temperature. Emma Coleman says she's starting to grasp why more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere means warmer winters.
Makes me feel curious about, like, if there is going to be no snow, and makes me sad because I do really like snow.
Snow activities like skiing and sledding are an essential part of life in New Hampshire and its economy. But as winters warm, traditions like ice hockey and pond parties have been canceled. And it's projected that without aggressive action on climate change, most downhill ski resorts here could shut down in these kids' lifetimes. Ian West says many of his students have heard something about climate change. But in his class, they spend the whole year gaining the skills to understand it.
Sixth grade is such a fun age because they're at an age where they are ready to learn and they're ready to soak up that information.
New Hampshire's school science standards include teaching about climate change, but it's often a side note. Aubrey Nelson is a staff member with an organization called NEEP, New Hampshire Energy Education Project. It provides equipment and curriculum to classes, including West's.
We have a huge amount of treasures that we bring with us because our learning model is always trying to get the students to figure out rather than to tell them what's going on.
Students learn about the relationship between a warmer, wetter climate and, say, the puddles messing up their playground or the increase in ticks carrying Lyme disease. Nelson says a big part of their approach, especially with high schoolers, is teaching about climate change solutions, too.
If they are figuring out what kinds of things make a difference and why, they're more likely to be engaged in their communities and doing things because they're like, I understand why this can help, as opposed to if you're just burdened with the climate science, the opposite tends to happen in that, like, kids go into a state of denial and, like, this is bigger than me, I have nothing I can do about it.
Sure. I'll get my chairs.
Another place NEEP has been working with students is White Mountain Regional High School in Whitefield. I meet members of the school's sustainability club in the greenhouse here.
Skiles is sitting underneath a banana tree. The sun is hitting, and it's surrounded by plants.
Indoors.
Yona Friedman, a sophomore, says thinking about climate change can get depressing.
Like, you should be scared about this to an extent, but I think a lot of it is just become this overwhelming big beast that we have to tackle.
Friedman and other students recently got the school to switch to energy-efficient LED lights, and they're working now on a compost and recycling campaign. Their teacher, Aiden Howry, is leading the school's efforts to offer more environmental science classes.
To me, it's critical that if you're a high school graduate, you should know how our planet functions and the way we use our planet.
One of Howry's students, Justin Wentworth, says taking her environmental science class last year changed his life.
I have this desire in me to make a difference. I didn't know where, but it was just like, it was a need. And I was sort of given a direction last year. It was like, that's it. This is it.
It being a career in environmental science and sustainability. And as the impacts of climate change become more profound, it's likely that kind of knowledge will be in high demand. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Gibson.